This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. Tune in live each Sunday night at joy.org.au.
My special guest on Bent Notes is an improvising trumpet player who is well known on the Sydney jazz scene as an improviser and a composer. He works with what he calls an exploratory palette of sounds across a range of projects, including a project called Delay 45. It is my pleasure to bid a very warm welcome back to Bent Notes to trumpeter Tom Evgenikos. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's great to be back.
It's lovely to have you back on the show, Tom. We look forward to the opportunity when you might be in Melbourne on a Sunday night not working and be able to pop into studio.
Yeah, it's always tricky, with the calendar and things.
It is indeed.
Coming interstate, but yeah. One day.
One day indeed. Now, when we last spoke, you talked about starting to improvise when you were younger by playing along with Jamie Abersold's Play Along books. Was that process much different to what you and so many jazz musicians do every day when you play along and improvise along with someone else in the studio or on the stage?
Yeah, very, very different. Jazz and improvising, it's all about playing with other people, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So it's such a in-the-moment thing, and the environment, the people that you're playing with, it all impacts performance. So, yeah, it's quite different to the Jamie Abersold backing tracks, but having said that, it's a fantastic training ground, those old backing tracks. I still occasionally whip them out and practice a few little things.
Do you really?
What do you
pull them out for? What is it specifically that you're going to practice that your mind says there's something in there worth looking at?
For me, it's mostly sort of fundamentals, like, for example, working on time, maybe working on a certain song, maybe even something as simple as learning to play really fast, mainly technical things. And using that sort of really blank slate that you get from the backing track, it provides you with a good opportunity to work on those things.
When you're learning to improvise, are you also building at the same time, while you may not realise it, your own library of riffs or little improvisatory tunes that you use? And do you hear yourself using the same riff or rhythm or note sequence over and over again as you proceed through various bands and groups?
I think everyone sort of has their own improvising language. We all have sort of little riffs, or we call them licks. We all have our own little licks that we play, whether consciously or unconsciously. And there's sort of just things that are under your fingers that allow you to be able to play in the moment. I think sometimes things can happen so quickly, it's often really difficult to think of something on the spot. So often we'll just revert to something that we already know. Sometimes it may necessarily not be a good thing, but sometimes it might be a good thing, sometimes it might be a bad thing. It all depends, doesn't it?
Is that a little bit like learning by rote? So you learn your times table so that when you get to a challenge somewhere of working something out, it just pops into your mind. Are those licks similar type things that the mind knows which one fits which spot?
Yeah, that's exactly it. For me, sometimes it almost fills in space whilst I'm sort of thinking about what to play. You don't want to just leave sort of silent because it can ruin the flow of music. One of my trumpet teachers, Bill Slater, always used to liken it to Tetris. Like, people who are really good at Tetris, the shape's coming down and they sort of keep flipping the shape around and around and around to see where it fits. So I think it's a little bit like that, where you're sort of just playing something that you know because you're trying to think about what's going to happen next.
I love it. That's a perfect example. You also describe yourself as having an exploratory palette of sounds. Now, I assume that when you say palette of sounds, that's different to these licks. What is that palette of sounds? Because a trumpet's a trumpet. The first thought in your mind is a trumpet sounds like something specific, but you're pretty much saying that you have a range of sounds you can get out of that trumpet.
Well, one of the things that first attracted me to the trumpet was how easy it is to actually change the sound, because we use our body very differently compared to, say, like a piano or a guitar or even a drum kit, where the sound is sort of made already for you. For example, you pluck a string on a guitar and then the string sort of vibrates and resonates for you. There's sort of only so much you can do with that sound, whereas on the trumpet, you use your entire body to make the sound. To manipulate the sound, it's a lot easier. So just being able to make so many different sounds is one of the things that really drew me to the instrument. And if you think about trumpet players, for example, someone like James Morrison and Scott Tinkler have completely different sounds. Yeah, I think that's something I've always tried to tap into, because that's what the instrument is able to do, and try and take advantage of that.
Do you have any advice for up-and-coming trumpeters who are thinking to themselves, I'm never going to master this improvisation thing and I only have one sound?
Well, I think, first of all, we never master it. The first step is giving in.
Oh, really?
Giving in to the instrument. No, not. I don't mean giving up, but giving in to, the instrument is, Dizzy Gillespie actually always used to say, sometimes I win and sometimes the trumpet wins. So it's quite a fickle instrument. But I think, no matter who the trumpet player is, despite all these trumpet players being able to create so many different sounds, the fundamentals are always really, really important. So just continuing to work on creating a really good sound is a great start. Once you can do that, I think being able to manipulate the sound is a lot easier, because a lot of creating a good sound is about learning control, sort of controlling your air, controlling your embouchure or your muscles and all those sort of things. So yeah, just keep working on those basics. I think you'll probably have all the tools you need to manipulate your sound and create the sound that you want.
It sounds like, as in life generally, keep your exercises up and you'll improve.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Tom, Rex just barked. That means we've got a message. So let me have a look over here. And Mel has a question for you. She says, what do you think of jazz merging with other genres of music, for example, R&B? John Batiste won the Grammy as a case in point, where his music is so popular and well-regarded now in the mainstream. What are your thoughts about jazz merging with other genres of music? It does happen a lot, doesn't it?
That's a good question. And jazz has always been such an evolving art form. And for me, jazz is actually just a way of playing music rather than a genre itself. I love it when different influences come into the broad genre that is jazz. It helps music move forward. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of people pushing the boundaries.
I love your explanation there that jazz is a way of playing as opposed to being an individual genre. That does make great sense.
Yeah, I think if you go to any festival, any jazz festival, it's such a broad sort of palette of music that you would hear. Some people may not even call certain acts at a jazz festival jazz. So it's just goes to show how broad the genre is, and it's really just about people coming together and creating music in a certain way.
That sounds like a perfect answer, and Mel has texted in to say thanks. She greatly appreciates your answer as well. So thank you for that, Tom.
You're very welcome, Mel.
We've got a little bit more to chat about, particularly about where the river goes. But before we do that, I'd like to have a little listen to a piece from your latest album. And gee, Delay 45 is quick. You've only just released one album and now you're launching the next project. It's amazing. So,
yeah, I think, the funny thing with recording albums is by the time you've recorded an album and released it, you're sort of already moving on to the next thing, because you've been working on that particular thing for the last project, Flux. We'd actually recorded that in December 2020. So by the time we'd released it, we're sort of already moving on to new things. So it can be a little bit like that for artists at times. But yes, we're always very eager to keep on moving. to the next thing.
It's a little old hat for you now, but new hat for us. I've chosen to have a listen to Interlude 2, and we'll continue talking about Where the River Goes. My special guest on Bent Notes is trumpeter and composer and leader of Delay 45, Tom Evgenikos.
You are listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Find more podcasts and show blogs at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9, where my special guest is trumpeter and composer Tom Evgenikos. Tom, your Delay 45 project has released this new album, and the second album, in February this year. How did you find the tour that you took it on? Because you took that tour in February, March, which was pretty much straight after lockdowns had released. Did the audiences turn up?
Yeah, we were really fortunate to get some pretty decent audiences throughout. I think part of that was due to people just being so keen to go out. And I think we were sort of one of the first sort of bands to go on tour post-COVID, or not post-COVID, I shouldn't say that, it's not over yet, but post-lockdown. Yeah, it was just fantastic to be able to bring the music out to especially regional areas who have really been starved of musical acts from the big cities. Yeah, overall, it was just really positive, a really fantastic experience.
The album itself, Flux, has obviously been under development for a little while. Was there a main driver that got you putting together that particular album?
We've been playing together for quite a long time now. Dave, the bass player, Dave Quinn, our bass player, and Rashaan Kamarage, who's the piano player, we've actually been playing together since high school. So that's quite a long musical relationship.
It is.
And then together at the Sydney Conservatorium, Ashley then joined into the band. So we've been developing our sound together for quite a long time. For this particular album, we made a conscious decision to abandon the most common jazz format, which is where you play the melody to a song and then all the musicians then improvise along to the harmony of the song, and then they play the melody again, and then it's the end of the song. So we actually made a conscious decision to abandon that format. Instead, we decided to improvise between different compositional figures and different compositional ideas, and we found that actually opened up the music a lot more, whereas the more standard jazz format sort of locked us in a little bit. And I think part of that was because we've developed this musical relationship together, and we understand each other's playing so well. Things that lock us in actually prevent us from creating creative flow that we're able to create in that musical language that we can create together, which you only get from playing together through a long period of time, I think.
I suppose you must have a sixth sense almost, knowing what the other band members are going to play because you've played together for so long.
Yeah, I think so. And it's often difficult to describe, but as a trumpet player, I think band members just seem to provide this perfect platform for myself to be able to sort of be sort of that lead instrument. And I feel like whilst I'm playing with these guys that it just comes so easily, and I don't have to fight or anything. It's just that sort of intuitive understanding of each other's playing that you get.
Having been down in Melbourne with Flux in, I think it was early March, you're bringing the band back on May the 6th, but you got a brand new batch of work called Where the River Goes. What's different about Where the River Goes to Flux, and what are we going to enjoy about it?
I sort of thought of all the ideas for this music whilst I was walking my dog down at my local bushwalk.
Oh, right.
So every day going down there, I just find the fresh open air and just that sort of clear headspace. I find that the perfect time just to be able to think of different compositional ideas. a lot of the songs inspired by not like the environment itself, but the sort of ideas that the environment gives you. For example, it's not like in the music we're trying to represent the actual sound that a river makes, but it's more about the idea of river flowing down a stream and sort of using that as a conceptual idea, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. You're not trying to emulate the sounds of nature, but you're using them to develop your creative ideas musically.
That's exactly right. I think being in that sort of environment gives you a lot of evocative stimuli to be able to come up with different conceptual ideas. So it's sort of been a different way of writing music for me. Usually I'm just sort of sitting on the piano and just sort of letting my fingers wander and letting them do what they want. But with this, it was, sort of quite a different way of writing music for myself.
Is it through composed or individual pieces?
They are individual pieces, but we're actually going to be improvising through these pieces. So it will be one sort of 50 minutes to 1 hour long piece, but with different pieces inside of that overarching work.
And you'll be taking us on a journey through this bushland walk.
That's right. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it, especially being able to play in such a beautiful space at the Recital Centre. I'm really looking forward to it.
You're in the Primrose Potter Salon. It's an immersive experience, Where the River Goes, using your shared improvisational language that allows your conversations to take place as you travel through this 50 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. I hope everyone can come along. It's always difficult being an interstate band. You know, we don't have a million different friends like we do in our home ground in
yes.
Sydney. So I really hope we can pack out the room and I think it's going to be a highlight for me personally and for the band. I think to be able to perform in such a beautiful space. We don't get to do that so often. You know, we're usually sort of stuck to the clubs and the pubs and bars. So it's really nice to be at the centre of everyone's focus.
I think the acoustics of that room, the feel and the warmth of the room is going to be just perfect to support Delay 45 in the style of music that you're going to be presenting. It sounds fantastic. Details about the gig, or should we call it a recital? I'm not quite sure. At the Melbourne Recital Centre website.
Sure.
melbournerecital.com.au. If you select May 6 on the calendar at 8 p.m, you'll get all the details about Where the River Goes from Delay 45. It's a program that explores flow, movement, shape and landscape. Tom, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be back.
Fantastic. I look forward to seeing you on May the 6th and to hear this brand new work, Where the River Goes, I suppose, as you build a sound palette for us to listen to.
I really hope everyone can come along and enjoy the journey with us.
Tom, thank you very much. We're going to have a listen to another piece from Flux. It's called Hindsight. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9, where my special guest has been trumpeter and composer and leader of Delay 45, Tom of Genikos.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.